It actually sounds like the way it I don't know if it is. And all is well. Just kind of Sheriff Michael Bouchard. We were talking about the arsenal, the car companies, the auto companies making the planes and other stuff. He says, look, they were making much more than planes and other work equipment. They were actually also making rifles for World War II, the Arsenal of Democracy, Michigan, right? He said, a general World War mine, as well as, the Singer sewing, they started making. So he has a World War II car. Well, that's just incredible. And speaking of incidences, no way that Sheriff, we're about to speak, Pam and Michael. Dennis Darnoy is founder of Den's Arkansas. And we told you Eric Nesbitt dropped out after endorsed James and endorsed Mike Guard's little boy, Captain Michael Bouchard, replaced James and has all done that. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, how you doing?
Well,
Excellent.
we know that Michigan Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt suspended his campaign. He wanted to be the state. He felt it was a strong enough endorsement from President Donald Trump, since he was in endorsing fellow Republican U.S. Representative John James for the job. The minority leader decided to step back. What do you think the other candidates are going to do?
Well, I think the Senate Majority Leader, obviously he'd been polling below all the other candidates, and obviously he had campaigned quite vociferously for President Trump. So when the president endorsed someone else, I think he saw that his pathway was very narrow. As for the other two candidates, I mean, you have someone who, if he in Perry Johnson, if he wants to continue to self-fund, certainly doesn't have the fundraising issues that anyone trying to oppose the president would have. So he certainly has the ability to continue on. What I've heard and read from Mike Cox is that he's going to go and continue to run as well. He has a decent bank account, not as great as Perry Johnson's. There's roughly, 9 weeks left in the primary with absentee ballots coming out this Friday. So, if he wants to continue for these next 9 weeks, he probably has the funding to do so.
Yeah, the timing. Well, I guess earlier say that the White House, the president, the team there, the machine, is pretty good about timing these things this time around, and timing it before the absentee ballots are filled out obviously makes a lot more sense than not.
Absolutely. And if you remember 4 years ago, the president didn't jump into the race until the
Way
Saturday
too late.
before.
Way too late.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. So this time, he decided to jump in early. As you said, he has a very astute team with him. And so, I think that they looked at the numbers, saw that they felt like John James was in a very comfortable position, and this was the time to come out and endorse him well before the primary concludes and just at the beginning of the absentee ballot. So again, it is a very astute team with the president. I'm sure, John James is very happy about the timing, and it makes it a little bit more difficult for the two remaining candidates.
I love this because this is kind of like family for us in the family, that Captain Michael Bouchard got the nod from the president to replace James in Congress. That's a big deal.
Oh, it's a huge deal. I mean, the getting the president's endorsement in a Republican primary is a golden ticket. While there may be some Republicans who are a little bit opposed to the president, the truth of the matter is the majority, overwhelming majority of Republican primary voters will take their lead and their cue from the president. So, I mean, again, yes, Michael Bouchard Jr. is still going to have to go out there, still going to have to work, for every vote. But the truth of the matter is receiving this endorsement is incredibly beneficial to him, his team. They can't start, counting on the general election yet, but they certainly are in a tremendous position, and I don't think anyone would bet against the president's endorsement.
Well, I certainly wouldn't in this case, specifically on Captain Michael Bouchard. As the president pointed out in a mid-afternoon post on his Truth Social site, he pointed out that Michael Bouchard is an Army National Guard captain and a Bronze Star recipient, quote, has served his state and nation with distinction and will bring that same fighting spirit to the U.S. Congress. Trump also said he is convinced that Bouchard will be committed to improving the economy, cutting taxes and regulations, helping veterans, and keeping the border secure. Mike Bouchard has my complete and total endorsement to be the next representative from Michigan's 10th Congressional District. He will never let you down, in all caps. That's a pretty ringing endorsement.
It is, and what people have to understand is this district, MI-10, is incredibly important to the president. If Republicans are going to hold on to the House, which he has said is a massive priority for him, they must hold on to MI-10. So for him to make an endorsement and say, this is the guy who's going to help us preserve majority, this is the guy who's going to fend off Democrats and help Republicans keep control of the House, I mean, you can't get a bigger endorsement than that. So for him to step out in this race and say, this is the person that essentially I'm trusting my political future to, it's immense for that campaign.
Yep. Thanks for your help, Dennis. Across the board, across the station, the founder of Denzar Consulting, Dennis Darnoy. Talk again, Dennis.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. All right. Thanks to the team, making it possible for us to celebrate with Mark Snethkamp, Senior and Junior, this 100-year anniversary. They have been a Chrysler dealer for 100 years, longer than anybody around here and maybe in the country, for our America 250 Michigan-made celebration. Live from Snethkamp, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Highland Park. Thanks to the team, Mike Parsons, our executive producer, Danielle Mason, Dave Rieger, Rich Luzinski. Regards, Paul W. Smith.